All right, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for September 24th, 2024, 1900. All would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll open up then for public comment. Anybody had any comments from the public? We can add to the agenda. All right, seeing nobody wants to make a public comment, move on then to agenda review and adoption. Looks like we will add under, we probably had it under old business. Add under old business the Trebish property at the middle of town. I'm assuming that's what you're here for, Steve, right?
What's that?
I'm assuming that's what you're here for, to talk about the correspondence that we've sent you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll add you under old business then. Okay. If there's nothing else, then I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. A motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Christy, you are up. Let's go ahead and state your name and who you're with.
So my name is actually Kim. Christy is our executive director. So I just started working at Southern Valley Alliance this week. My name is Kim. I am the new community outreach manager. And October is quickly approaching, and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So that's why I'm here. And also giving some updates. So Southern Valley Alliance continues to be the only service provider for survivors of domestic violence in Scott and Carver counties. We opened a new location from Belle Plaine to Shakopee in January of 2024. Since then, we've seen a 27% increase in the number of clients served, and also a 23% increase in the number of calls received in our crisis line. So even though Hamburg is not the biggest area where we have most of our clients come all the way to Shakopee, but they can still call our crisis line. They can still go on our website, see all of our programs. We also have a new transitional housing program where survivors can go. We have 7 different apartment units scattered around where they can go for up to 12 months. Stay there and receive our services, and also kind of do whatever they need to do with other community resources. And of course, those aren't our only services. Like I mentioned, we have the helpline, we have support groups, we have online support groups if folks can't go all the way to Shakopee. So I'm here again just to spread awareness of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We have a lot of Facebook and Instagram posts coming up where folks can share if they would like. Also, we have yard signs available that are in support of survivors of domestic violence. And those are available out of our Shakopee location. They can be requested via our website, svamn.org. Also, lots of volunteer opportunities. We have incredible volunteers who help us with awareness events and tabling events and things like that. So I appreciate you all having me. And that is what I have. Again, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And thank you all.
Thank you. So we'll move on then to old business. We'll start with the Carver County Absentee Ballot Board.
In the packet, there's a letter, follow-up from the last meeting, and basically asking for council to write a letter to the county commissioners that serve that there's vetted major party ballots for the appointed members that serve on the absentee ballot board. So I guess I'm just bringing it to council if there's any action that council wishes to take on this.
Council, any thoughts?
I don't really understand it, to be honest with you. I don't really know what they're being, what are we being asked?
They're going around and getting garnered, trying to garner support to put pressure on the commissioners to, instead of doing what they've done in the past with the absentee ballots, using employees to do them, to actually have people from the different major political parties be in attendance when the ballots are opened, when they're put into the ballot thing. If something's spoiled, you know, someone from either party can take a look at it and, you know, say, no, this isn't spoiled, or yes, this is, you know, they can basically, it's election judging.
Gotcha.
Done okay. By somebody outside of the cabinet, not residentially.
I think what she initially said is like, there's what they currently have in place is like by law, I don't know if it's law, but what they currently have in place in written writing is not currently what they're doing. Is essentially what I understood from that. Like, we're supposed to have kind of a bipartisan count where especially one person from each major party is there in attendance. And right now they're just doing it after hours behind closed doors with employees of whatever. It's from what I gathered of it. Mm-hmm. So the absentee ballots are counted after hours behind employees of the governing body that takes care of that.
And I think the biggest thing what they're looking for is that there's the, you know, political balance.
Right. Yeah. And transparency, I think, is the biggest thing they're looking for.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So they just want a letter of...
Yeah. As you can see in here, she's just kind of created a simple letter that's stating that the mayor, city council members of Hamburg fully support and request commissioners pass a resolution before the 2024 election that provides vetted major party balance for the appointed members that serve on the absentee ballot board and processes A through Z of our absentee and early votes in Carver County.
Gotcha. So what do we need to make a motion on that, or do we just have to,
if we want to send that letter to the county commissioners, then yeah, we would need to motion and take a vote on
it. Okay. I make a motion to send that letter sent open the Carver County Absentee Ballot Board.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded to send the letter provided to us by Jim Gray to the Absentee Ballot Board. Any further discussion? All of you.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Generic signature, we'll need us all to sign.
What I'll do is I'll put it together for the October 8th meeting, and then I'll sign.
Okay, perfect. Next item of old business is the Brad Street project update.
All right, so just quick update. I know they're currently doing curb replacement. As far as replacing additional curbs, we didn't go through with that just to do cost. It would have added $14,000 to the project. So at those costs, we simply didn't move forward with that. So just be what's within the project at the moment for curb replacement. Also, I know I've talked to Brad and I've talked to Brody on the project, and it's taken them a little longer than they anticipated due to, well, Jason, maybe you can fill in if you heard anything different, but getting the cement trucks and the subcontractors lined up. So they were hoping, you know, they would have had that done last week, but it'll probably be this week that the curbs get done and poured. And then there's about a 7 to 10 curing day there. And then they will do the final over. Layman for the project. So With that, what they're looking to do is ask for to extend it to from September 30th to October 18th for completion of the project.
Cool. So any questions? Otherwise, we just need a motion if we want to do this. Just approve change order number 2.
I make a motion to approve the change order number 2 for the Brad Street project.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the change order number 2 for Brad Street project. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pulsey, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes.
And then along with that, I don't know if you all got a chance to see the email I received from the concerned resident. One of it was just, you know, that there's I think the main focus of that email was just that there's only one access, and then it makes it a little bit dodgy when there's only one access to a lot of the neighbors back there to the one street, and they were looking for another outlet or inlet, you know. But I kind of did write back to him and say we have pursued that for years. But the hardest part of it is obtaining the property to be able to do it. And I know the current owners that own it are not willing to allow that to go through. So that's kind of the big holdup. But I think if you looked at that email, I think that was the gist of it. And I don't think anybody would disagree that, you know, it'd be nice to have another outlet or inlet into the developments back there. But our hands are kind of tied. Mm-hmm. Without owning that property.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on then to the next piece of old business, the Trevish property. Steve, you want to step up there? Do you have any specific questions or concerns?
I don't know what you guys are going to do with that, or I heard there was going to be a parking lot made bigger or something.
Well, for our property, that's something we're looking at. But this, I thought, I mean, we had sent you information and requested information about the use of your property.
The use of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For what?
We're just looking to see, so that it meets zoning, what you're currently using that property as and what the future use of that property is for.
Parking lot. That's what it was intended for. I don't know why it should be changed or anything.
Okay. So you're claiming you're using it as a parking lot for the business?
Yeah.
And yet there's work being done on cars out in that so-called parking lot.
Yeah.
Then that wouldn't be a parking lot.
I guess I don't know why I'm even. Why did I come here for? I didn't know what. I thought it was on the other parking lot. You guys are making a bigger parking lot. What's the question on my parking lot?
The question is the use of your property.
The letter you can see is right up there.
Yeah.
To discuss the current and future use of your property located along Railroad Street.
Keep going the way I am. I don't know why it should change. Not if somebody wants to buy it.
Well, the way I see it, and many residents in town see it as a salvage yard / junkyard.
I can see a lot of places in town that they call homes that are salvage yards too, and I don't see nothing being done about it. So I don't know which one we're going to pick on first. So, I didn't think this was anything to do with me. I thought it was for the other parking lot. Here I am. I'm being crucified right now.
You're not being crucified. We're just trying to get answers to what the actual activity is going to be on what you are now calling a parking lot.
I thought we did that all when we went through all this rigmarole of 7 or 8 years of bullshit, you know?
So did I.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So, but if you go back to a few meetings that we had earlier this year, and we talked briefly about what that property would be zoned as, you're doing work on that property outside of the buildings. That is not per the zoning that is expect that it, that that property is zoned for.
I don't even know what it's zoned for. You people zoned it as what? I don't even know.
We didn't rezone it. We just kept the same zoning as you said you wanted it to be when we were going through the process of dividing up the property. You're on audio saying it.
You didn't even know it was out of the city limits.
That has nothing to do with this conversation.
It wasn't even in the city limits. I don't know how your city can zone it. Was it?
It was.
Your property.
It was not, Jeremy.
It was. The whole time it was.
No, it was not. I was paying taxes to Norwood Young America Township. And you know it. Don't say any different.
It was.
Norwood Young America Township I paid taxes to.
It was found to be in city limits.
Now it is, yeah. Now you know, because I told you.
Yeah, that's city's jurisdiction, so that's why
we asked
you here.
I don't know what you're even talking about.
The property. I'm going to be honest. I mean, the condition of that property, I get complaints more than any property in town on that property. The condition of it and what it's being used for. So that's why I tried to reach out to you on behalf of the city to see what the use of that property is, how it's classified.
As far as I know, it's zoned commercial. I'm paying commercial taxes. I'm paying everything commercial on that. So there ain't too much you guys can say about it. It's just a commercial place. We do work on cars and that's what it is.
So,
and we're on Main Street, a commercial business. We're not in a residential area.
Yeah, but a salvage yard or junkyard is not a permittable use in the business district.
Well, I don't know who's calling it salvage yard or junkyard.
But that's what I see.
Well, I don't know. Who's complaining?
Half the town.
Any names?
I'm not going to throw people
under the bus. So there's nobody then.
But I can tell you plenty of people do.
But the fact of the matter is that you're working on vehicles outside of your building.
And what's that?
On the property. And you're salvaging things from it.
Okay. What's the difference?
That's considered a salvage yard then. And that does not in compliance with the way that property is zoned.
It's where you're looking at it. We fix cars there. Okay, we put a different part, put a new part on a car to make it run. We're fixing cars. So which way you want to look at it?
So there's no salvage going on at all.
I don't know what you mean by definition of salvages.
Taking parts off of cars and selling them to other people, taking parts off of cars, selling them to other companies that may need that part, like a catalytic converter or something like that.
I don't know about that. You can't reuse a catalytic converter once you cut it off a car.
Really? So St. Paul, their whole issues that they've been talking about is no issues?
I don't know what's going on in St. Paul.
People are stealing catalytic converters from cars.
Yeah, that's down there. I don't know anybody.
Well, you just said you can't reuse it if you cut it off.
That's right.
Then why are they cutting them off downtown in St. Paul?
I don't know.
People getting all up in arms about it.
They
reselling.
Recycle them. From what I understand, they recycle.
Well, that means that you can use them.
Besides a catalytic converter, though, are you selling parts of cars? Like a hood or motor or something?
We're fixing cars.
You're fixing cars. You're not selling parts of cars.
We're fixing cars. You can call it whatever you want, but we're just fixing cars.
So you're fixing cars that are sitting there for a long period of time?
Not a very long period. I don't know what you mean by a long period of time.
Typically, if you take your car to an auto mechanic and they're going to fix your car for you, you have it back in within usually the week, or maybe a couple of days.
Okay.
You have cars that are sitting on that property that have been there for months.
Well, I don't know about the months. We haven't had no car set there for a month yet.
Really? That truck that's on the front end right next to our fence hasn't been there for more than a month?
And they got license plates on, so I don't know what you're complaining about there.
You're saying you're fixing cars?
Yeah. If it's got a license plate on it, then what's the difference?
But why would a car be sitting there for over a month if you're fixing cars and having clients come back and get them?
Well, that pickup sitting there happened to have a snowplow on it, and I don't see any snow right now. So where's it going to set?
I think I've also
place and let it set?
I think I've also seen ads on Facebook where you guys buy junk cars.
That's a business, and that's what we are. We're an LLC business.
So you're fixing those cars?
We're fixing some of them, and we're junking the rest out. They go right on that trailer, and they go right to New Orleans. If you want to ride along, I'll take you along someday, okay?
Maybe I will.
Okay. I'm not here to get you.
I'm not either.
I don't even know what I was up here for. I thought it was the other parking lot. This is ridiculous. It's a zone commercial, and that's what it was supposed to be put back as, right?
Business,
okay. So that's what it is.
That's what it is, but we're trying to understand if your use is allowable. I personally, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know what council thinks, but I see it as a salvage yard, a junkyard, right in the middle of town. I hear it every day from people when the city's going to clean it up.
This is the first I've heard about it ever. So I can't see that there's a problem. I think there's some of this is all made up.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that up.
I don't know, Jeremy. There's a lot of things that I've heard have been made up, and I don't know. Don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, I would gladly invite any residents that have talked to me to come to a meeting.
Where are their
concerns?
Where are they? There was a lot of people concerned they would be here.
Call me a liar?
I never said that. I don't know if you got a guilty conscience or not. Is that what you're saying or what?
No, I don't have a guilty
conscience. We are a business in town here, and I haven't seen a business come into this town in the last 10 years. They've seen a lot of people, businesses leave. I don't know if that's what this council is for, to chase people out of town or what. I don't know. We brought people to this town for tires, batteries, whatever else, working on cars, and they look at this town and they say, what? Yeah, what? You guys are the only business in town. Yeah, we are.
Not the only.
Well, I'll give you three fingers. You tell me three more people in town.
Bar.
Okay.
Miller's.
Bank. Are they in town? You see all the offices in town. Okay, that's it. Okay.
Most of the properties in town.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's your three.
There's three. Okay. Don't go no farther though, huh?
I'm sure there's other local businesses.
Okay. You can just pop them right off the top of your head, huh? Are you done with me now?
I'm just doing what I've heard from residents and what I see it as a salvage yard.
I don't know. It's a business. We're in business. We've even, so far as in the last 3 to 5 years, we've even sponsored Summerfest, and this is what we get out of it? You're chasing us out of town?
We're not chasing you. We're asking you what the property is. That was the purpose of this meeting.
It's a business. The other what place on the other end of town, besides your place down there, that should be in commercial, is not. He's got more junk sitting around his place than I got at my place. And that's a resident? Okay. Nobody's complained about that. I know people have complained about him. So, why me again? Is it just a target on my back, or what's the deal?
No, it's the fact that from the numerous complaints I've gotten from people.
That place has been there for 35 years. I sat at this table for 10 or 12 years as on a council meeting, not one word said about it. Now all of a sudden you're just digging and throwing me in the gutter again. Is that what this is all about?
No.
I think it is.
Yeah, well,
I think it is, Jim.
Not what it is.
How come nothing was ever said before? We've been there for over 35 years. Now, all of a sudden, you better come up with another excuse.
So for 35 years, junk vehicles have been there?
You call it that. I don't. Okay? It's a business. You call it whatever you want.
What council's wishes are, or how do you want to take it further?
I don't even know who's pushing this. Is it the council or is it someone else? As a matter of fact,
council's gotten, right here. Ask them.
As a matter of fact, we've gotten two cars from Mr. Chris Lund already. So, I mean, we, as people in town, we've done a favor for this town. We've cleaned the town up, got rid of a lot of junk in town.
Talk to your council. They're the ones who make the decision, not me.
Well, don't let him make your decision. I'll tell you that.
I don't.
Don't worry.
I am the clerk.
Okay.
I don't know why everybody thinks I make the decision. I just let the council know.
That's right.
And it's up to them.
That's fine. We've been there for 35 years. We've sponsored just about everything in this town, tried to keep this thing going, and now you're throwing this in my face again.
Like I said, talk to the council. Looking at me or telling me is not going to help you, Steve. I'm just telling you.
Nobody. I don't need no help. I'm just telling you what I am. That's the way it is, so.
Well, and part of the reason this letter came to you, it had to do with the fact that what we've shared with our zoning group and our planning group is what is being viewed as being done on that property is not in alignment with what the zone is for that piece of property.
And who is on the zoning and board, like you just said?
Well, we don't have a board. The council is the board, but we also have a planner that has advised us on things as well. It's the same planner, I believe, that when you were on council.
I know, yeah. I know, but how come nothing was ever said before, Chris? Nothing. Not one word for 35 years, nothing.
You haven't, what you're doing on that adjacent property that's now part of your original property was not being done 35 years ago. You might have been doing what you're telling us you're doing it at your station, but you didn't have access to have what you're calling a parking lot. That's the issue. And that's the reason we asked you to come. That's why the letter was sent, is because we want to get an idea of what it is you're using.
Trailer sitting down there can't sit there? Why?
The trailer? I didn't say anything about the trailer.
There's a trailer.
You have a conditional use for the trailer. I mean, for the container, not the trailer, though.
What now are you saying? What now? What did you just say?
So for those containers you have down there?
Yes.
This, you have been given a conditional use permit for this.
A call. Yes.
Yeah.
It's all taken care of. Yeah.
Right. What the issue is what looks like what's going on is you're actually doing salvage work on the rest of that property and not in your building or near your building.
Well, you tell me what I can park on there then. Well, what can I put on that property then, Chris?
Well, if you claim it's a parking lot, that's a different ballgame. You can park vehicles on there, I suppose, but you shouldn't be working on vehicles out there.
And they should be operation.
Yeah, every vehicle should be operation.
You better make another trip around town, then, both you guys. Maybe all you guys should take a trip around town and just look and see what's going on. As a matter of fact, the place right beside my shop down there, Jake's shop, what's happening now? The weeds are this tall in his yard.
And we've done everything we can to communicate with the homeowner, and the homeowner has not been communicating back to us.
He's been there three or four times already.
Well, next time he's there, maybe he'll let somebody at the city or let the council member know so we can go and
let you guys know nothing.
Well, then don't ask questions about something you don't want to
see. If you hear something or you see something, let us know. What happens then? Nothing.
We've done our due diligence to communicate to that homeowner on what needs to be done and what needs to be changed in that. And we've gotten nothing back.
The only thing I can see out of this whole thing is just like what happened to Kevin across the street. He had a business going there, same thing.
Again, he didn't follow the permitting ordinances either.
Ah.
He didn't. I did the walkthrough with him and SEH. I know what he needed to do. Yeah. And he chose not to do it.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with him.
And what's going on now with it? Same thing. 4 years sat there for nothing. Nothing's happened. Like, they ripped the inside of it out. They're probably going to go back to the city as back taxes or something, huh? Then you got to tear it down.
The current owner was well aware of what needed to be done to make that building operable the way they wanted to operate it. That's not on the city if they can't complete their own project.
I don't know. I went up, when we went through this ordeal down here, if you guys would have just came to me and asked me about some of this, what was going on, it wouldn't have cost the city that much money, and I wouldn't have had to spend that much money. But no one wanted to talk to me because I'm the badass in town. Same thing that's happening right now. That's why I wanted it put back to the same thing as what it was, commercial property. And that's what we're doing on. We have a business there. It's just a business.
Okay? I'm not disagreeing that you agreed at a previous meeting that we want to have that property being zoned as it is currently zoned as business.
Yeah.
The way we see it and the way our planner sees it, what you're doing on the property is not inordinate and not in compliance to the ordinance that you're zoned for.
I don't see if you're working inside of a building or working outside of a building. I don't see what's the difference. You can't change your
time. Can you work on 15 cars outside at one time?
Excuse me, what?
Can you work on 15 cars outside at one time?
Sometimes I do.
They all have to be there for a month.
One thing at your place where you work on one thing, that's it?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I don't think you have to turn it against me or everyone else in town.
I was talking and all of a sudden you blurted it in. I don't know why you have that right to do that. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm lost here. I don't know. What do you even say?
Well, what would have been nice is a response to that letter.
What am I supposed to answer? I'm here, so what does it mean? What do you want? What do you want?
Again, you've stated to us that you're calling that area a parking lot.
Correct. It was supposed to be attached to the other property.
It is attached to the property.
Okay. It's commercial property, business property. There you go. Jeremy just said it was business.
Right. And business is different than commercial.
Okay. I don't know what's the difference.
Just depends what uses you can use on the property.
Right. It just by ordinance is defined what allowable uses. And even in commercial, I don't believe we have anything in our ordinances that allow, you know. I mean, you're saying it's a parking lot. I see it as a salvage yard. I don't know how the rest of the council feels or sees it. That's just how I see it, and I know a lot of residents see it that way too. I know they're not here tonight, but trust me, I've heard it from plenty. And to be honest, it gets old even with me, with people coming and addressing it to me when the council is going to do something or wants the council. So that was the meaning of this letter, was to sit down to see what the property is being used as.
I don't see anybody paying my bill, so anybody wants to change anything or do anything different, send me a check in the mail, and I'll gladly do whatever they want. I'll change it to whatever they want. Their way. My way, my business is what's happening down there right now. And there's nothing illegal going on.
Do you have the ordinance you can pull up?
I don't. I apologize. I'm not prepared because, I'd asked to let know what date would be here because my intention was to have the plan here also. So I had asked, as you can see in the letter, to let me know which of the proposed dates were asked.
Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't even, Tammy and I wasn't even going to come to this because we thought it was for the other parking lot. We heard you're going to make the parking lot bigger, and I'm going, why are you making the parking lot bigger?
But it's your use of your property, not our property.
Okay, I guess I read it wrong. I guess I made a mistake in my So that's why Tammy's not even here. I guess I got to bring a lawyer along next time, huh? Because it was supposed to be put the same way, the way it was.
Commercial. It hasn't changed. Zoning hasn't changed.
Yeah. Zoning hasn't changed. We're just saying that your current use and your prior use that you were using it while we were going through this whole fiasco wasn't in compliance.
Yeah. I wasn't in compliance with what?
With the business zoning.
Allowable uses with that.
Since when?
Since
forever.
Chris, you got to be kidding me, Chris.
What you're calling the parking lot and what you're doing on what you call the parking lot is not allowable use for a business.
The reason I'm calling it a parking lot because that's what it used to be, and that's just it, a name, a parking lot.
Look,
no, it's not a parking lot. It's my property. It's right. Hooked to my property, and right. That's it.
Yeah, and your property is zoned to business. And therefore, the use that you're currently doing on there, whether you want to call it a parking lot or not, is not allowed.
Well, how do I know that?
You sat on council. You should know what the business districts are.
You've been sitting there for how long, and it's been going on for 35 years. Why don't you do something before this now?
What's going on right now on your property has only been going on the property since the whole decision that you buy the property from the railroad. Before that, there wasn't stuff
you just piled up. Told me it was gone forever.
Forever since the property's been compiled together, yes.
Now you changed it.
No.
We've been doing it ever since we bought that place. There's been demolition derbies back there. There's been cars sitting there for numerous times. And now all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, you guys pull this out of the sky and that's it. And we've got to change it right now.
What we're telling you is that the business use that you're using on your property now that's been combined does not meet the allowable uses of the business zone.
And how do I know? No one's ever told me what the guidelines are.
Yeah, well, you've been on council. You've gone through zoning conversations before in the past.
I am.
Yeah. And so the fact of the matter, ignorance is not.
Don't call me ignorant because there's never been a word said about this before. Never once, not once.
Yeah, no, that's not true. Because you were sitting right there several months back and we agreed that once we got all the parcels properly plotted and all that, that the new piece that you have along with the section we gave you was going to go ahead and
back up. You didn't give me nothing. You didn't give me nothing. Okay.
Really? So when we were in court that day and we decided to divide the property up.
City Hammer didn't give me nothing.
Why?
I don't think so.
And we can split hairs in that one.
I don't want to start arguing about this again. I'll tell you.
No, I just want your business to be in compliance with what's allowable to be done on the business.
And all I want is every place else in town to be in compliance with everything else. That joker on the other end of town, you know who I'm talking about, on the road going out of town, I don't even know what his name is. You know who I'm talking about, on the left side of the road, right side of the road, going out of town.
Well, and we've given notices to people down that way, and they've always come back into compliance.
And he's in compliance right now, huh?
I work from home, I don't leave the house very often, so I haven't been down that road for a couple of weeks.
Yes, I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know what his name is. What's his name? He come at you one day.
Address?
He come at you one day, called you every name under the sun because you stopped and took a picture of his place because he lives across from you. Just added on to his house, to his garage.
Oh.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the only one that can't remember his name.
Yeah.
I don't think we're here to talk about everyone else. Like if you have a problem, you can talk to Jeremy about that about those people at a different time. Like we're not here to talk about everyone in town right now. If you have a problem, we can.
We should be because they're looking down too.
Well, then maybe you should bring that up and we can talk about it. Okay.
What's the problem?
I have a big one tonight, though.
So instead of continuing to belabor the point here, right now the contention or the the notion from the city is that you're not in compliance with the zoning ordinance that your property is.
I don't know that. I don't have anything in writing or anything that tells
me. I understand it. So here's what's gonna what we'll do going forward. We'll get you a copy of what the zoning ordinance is for that, for your business, for the property that you have now. And between now and next city council, one of two things: either you come into compliance, or you provide a reason why you think you are in compliance. And then at our next meeting, we'll have our planner here as well. And then the council will determine if you're in compliance.
None of this was ever said before, Chris.
That isn't really
ever, ever. For 35 years, nobody's ever said nothing.
You were in compliance with your zoning before the parcels got put together. Before you bought the property from what you thought was the railroad ownership.
They did own it, Chris. No. Why would the
we've already proved that it don't.
Back with, so. Quit talking about it. Don't even talk about it. All right.
So at the end of the day, your property that you currently have at the center of town is zoned business. The activity on parts of that property are not in compliance with the zone. So again, two things. And we'll give you to the next council meeting to decide which way you want to go. Either come in compliance or provide the council, and our city planner will be here at the next meeting, why you think it's in compliance.
And why wasn't in compliance all 35 years?
You haven't owned all of that property you own currently for the last 35 years.
No.
Right. That is why.
So, okay. Okay, I got it now. I got it. Gotcha. All right. You're done with me?
If you have nothing else, yes.
I got nothing else.
Okay, thank you.
Don't open a can of worms, man. Okay?
I'm not the one opening the can of worms. I'm just doing the duty of what I was elected to do is to uphold the ordinances that the city has in place.
Do it throughout the whole town.
And we have been.
I don't think so.
Well, then you can come to a city council at a public opening or be asked to be on the agenda.
I don't want to come up here and get yelled at all the time.
If you have a case that is logical, no one's going to yell at you up here. You sat next to me for how many years? You know that.
I know that, Chris. That's why I can't believe this. You knew I was doing. You know exactly what I'm doing down there. I don't do no monkey business. I work hard down there. What I'm doing. Now you're trying to throw me out of town.
I'm not saying you're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you are doing monkey business down there. What I'm saying is what you are doing down there is not in compliance with the way your property is zoned. It's not an allowable use. So again, that's why I'm saying either get it into compliance for the uses you can use for the way your property is zoned.
Okay. Are you going to send me some paperwork on how I'm supposed to get into compliance?
I will have our city planning consultant draft something for you that will state the allowable uses and what's not allowed.
And then it better go throughout the city, though, because I'm not going to stand here and take this. If I got to do it, everybody has got to do it.
Again, we have been working very diligently month after month trying to make sure the city is in good compliance with the ordinances. This is probably the second meeting this year, maybe the third, that we haven't had a nuisance conversation on the agenda.
I try to help this stupid little town out as much as I can, try to support everything I can. I get asked to run the next tractor pull because the other one got muddy waters. They got an argument and they couldn't make it work. So they lost more people out of town again. And I got asked to run the next one. Well, I don't know if I want to even do that for this town anymore. Nothing. I'm just sick of this whole thing.
Well, see, we do appreciate what you do for the town. Don't let that get lost in the conversation.
I've done a lot for this town.
We're thankful for that. All I am saying is, and then what the council is saying is, what the city is saying, what our planner is saying, is what the use of the property that you're using it as right now is not allowable. All we want to do is get it to where you're using the property that's allowable based on the way it is zoned.
I don't understand why that parking lot that's hooked to my property, you know, is different than anything else. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but you're saying for the last 35, I didn't own that property, the parking lot, for so long. It was the last couple of years. Okay. Right. So you're saying what I'm doing on there is not the same as the other. So that's what you said.
No, your whole piece of property is zoned business.
Yeah.
Then that includes the new parcel that we've added on, that it took a while for some language to get put in there in the plots. What you're doing on that new added parcel does not meet an allowable use based on the zoning of your property. That is what we're saying.
But all the other property is good.
Yeah, there's been nothing based on the way you had it. It's been zoned. You've been using it based on of the allowable uses of that property.
I don't understand. We're using the whole property, the whole thing now, the same as we've always done. I haven't changed anything different. There's been different things back and forth, all the way from tractors to bulldozers to mallets to cars in there that I work on. And I put tires on race cars, tractors, whatever. There's all different things set in there.
I think the volume's changed.
Okay. Okay. All you got to do is define what's going on. I need to cut down on some. Okay.
And I think that's the whole purpose of this meeting, Steve, is to,
okay,
you know, and I apologize. I would have been a little more prepared if I knew you were coming, because I would have had the planner here.
I didn't. I come up here on a whim. I said, well, Tammy, I'm going to go up there and just see what's going on with that parking lot. I thought it was the other part. And my complaint on that, not to change the subject, was if you are going to make a bigger parking lot, I don't see why or understand why, but I don't see a parking lot should be put in for what? I don't know why we need another parking lot in town for the bar, maybe. If the bar wants a parking lot, maybe they can pay for putting the parking lot in. That was my complaint. That's the only reason I came up here. I had no idea this, whatever here, was going on. I had no clue.
Then I guess next time when the city sends you correspondence, open it up and read it.
I didn't even open it. I thought it was a water bill again.
Water bill is a little envelope thing. It's not, it doesn't come in.
Okay. Hey, the envelope is that, the water bill is that thick. That's how consolidated bill. Water bill is that thick. That's how much.
I do send him a letter because it's a consolidated bill for all his properties.
But then again, like I just say, just from now on going forward, just make sure you open up everything that gets sent.
And I didn't even know this.
Or reach out to staff.
Yeah, whatever. It just seems like I'm getting slapped in the face all the time. Everything I try to do around here, as a matter of fact, on Sophia and Railroad, that night light down there, or street light, has been out for 6 months. Okay. I'm not saying nothing. I don't want to cause no trouble, but now I am. Street light's off. Get fixed.
Which one?
Sophia and Railroad, right in the corner down there.
We'll take a look at it and
take. I didn't even want to say nothing about a streetlight. Don't want to cause no problems. I just want to be.
That's not causing problems. That's alerting us to some things that maybe could be taken care of that maybe the rest of us don't see.
That can be maybe up to Sandy to take care of that light or something. She lives there. I don't.
Right.
I just want my little corner. Leave me alone. You know.
And we want you to have your corner, but we want you to be doing things on there that the zoning allows you to do. That's all we're trying to accomplish.
I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I was doing it for years like this. For years. So, I don't know.
So, like I said, we'll get our planner to send you what the allowable uses are. Take a look at it. And then either come into compliance or come to the next council meeting and explain to why you think what you're doing is one of the allowable uses.
I'm not here to bitch at everybody neither. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And I don't want to come up here and get yelled and screamed at neither.
You won't.
Okay.
You don't, Steve, you know that better. You should know that better than anybody else.
I do.
You sat next to me for how many years?
What I'll also ask the planner is, you know, ways to bring the property into compliance and put that in a letter too. So that maybe will help guide you.
And I feel like just in general, like, and I just want to right out in the open. I want no trouble. I want all this behind us. I want to move on. I want to be peaceful neighbors with everybody.
Yep.
But in Jeremy's defense, and I will say this, I personally don't really care all that much about what you do there, but I have heard complaints. And as a council, you have to, I'm not going to name drop. I can't, it gets to a point where you do have to do something. And I think the general consensus is, I don't know if it's volume or, you know, people say, you know, what is there just a junkyard in the middle of town there? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, I think they're parting cars out and selling what they can and junking the rest for scrap or whatever you're doing there. And I think the general consensus is everybody's kind of like, well, there's a junkyard in town. And it's like, well, right, wrong, indifferent. What it actually is, I don't know. That's not my place. It's not my business. But there has been complaints. And so, I mean, I'm just saying, you probably feel blindsided by tonight if you thought you were coming up about the other parking lot. I apologize for that. But I do think I've fielded complaints. I really don't care all that much, but it gets to the point where eventually you have to do something. And I hope that we can work something out where you can keep operating down there. I don't want you out of town. I want you guys to run a profitable business down there, but there might just be a little give and take here, unfortunately. It's just you field enough complaints, eventually something's gotta.
And I understand, okay, maybe the volume, but we can cut down on some cars and get them out of there faster. But I'm not going to stop working like that. That's my money. That's my livelihood, you know? And okay, so it's the volume. Well, okay, we'll get them out of there faster. They've been sitting on that trailer for maybe a week or two. We get them out of there faster. Get them on the trailer, get them out of there. You know, it's no big deal. But yeah, if we can work together on this,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
And just know, my goal is to work with you. I'm not here to say, Steve, get out of town. I never want to see you again. My goal, I don't think I'm speaking alone. I want to work with you. I want to get this beyond it. But I mean, it's just I will say there has been complaints and I hate that, but it is what it is. And as a council member, you know, I mean, eventually if enough people complain, you got to kind of address it and look into what's going on. I don't like it, but it's where we're at.
And sometimes those people, that's all they do is live to complain. And that's true enough.
Yeah, I won't say that. Yeah, in some cases, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a perfect guy, but I certainly tried to stay out of everybody's way. I don't want to cause no problems, but in turn, I don't want a diaper over my head either. It's going to explode here one of these days.
Yeah.
So
I understand. Yeah, I do.
So.
All right. Council, any other questions? Otherwise, we'll let Steve get back to his night. All right.
I'll get something out too.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep. Move on then to new city business, the parcel to extend the parking lot.
Yeah. So, kind of a situation we have there is, if we want to extend that, we have an opportunity to probably start that this year, probably sooner than later. So what we're looking to see if the council wants to move forward with it is Jason will go there and take it out. Basically, we'll extend it about 60 feet to the current, and he'll cut it all out, take it black dirt, bring it to the park, and that way we can use some of the conduit from the current project here to put in there for the base, and then we put all that rock over it. I think we were looking at, like, right now we would just need, was it $1,000, Jason?
Yeah, so we're
like your time,
and then next year we'll put red rock down.
And then, you know, next year we can put the red rock on and finish it and do the curb. So we figure in all it'd be about $6,000 to do it, Jason's with probably about $1,000 up front here, which the thought process would be to just kind of add it into the street budget.
We did come in pretty under budget on that street project.
But even in that, I mean, we're going to have 5-6 loads of black dirt, which, I mean, we got budget for the own park, so
right,
that's making up a lot of money there.
Right.
Is it going to create then?
5 or 6?
Seven or eight, I think.
Are we taking that tree down?
No.
Okay. I didn't remember that. There's a big tree there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about 7 feet away from the tree.
Yeah. It's bigger. We're going to try to stay away from the tree and keep the tree.
Okay.
And I think to Steve's point earlier about, you know, and some people might be against it and think it's not just for the bar. I mean, part of it, the bar will get use out of that, but there's snow removal purposes for there. And let's say more people from the bar do park over there. Well, then they're not on that corner, maybe. That corner gets to be pretty hectic.
Well,
right?
Well, that and tickets. There's, you know, the residents over there get a lot of tickets because there's no place to
park. Oh. That whole street is.
Right. There's exactly. No so they can parking. Use, so there could be parking for whoever doesn't have.
Yeah, at least parking. Snow emergency type.
Right. Yes. Yeah. My ultimate thought process on it, I mean, I get it. It's not really the city's responsibility to make parking lots, spaces for people. But at the end of the day, when we're spending on a big snow year, an extra $15,000 to haul snow out, we can just push it there.
Yeah.
It'll pay for itself.
Yeah.
Twofold in one big year.
Yeah.
And for what they're talking about this year, we might use all of that.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
Kind of where my whole thought process is on it. If it gets used for parking lot in the meantime, great. But if it comes down to where the city needs to use it for snow, then that's the ultimate goal first, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and like Steve said, there's no businesses in town and there's no parking in town.
Yeah, there's no off-street parking for a business to have a business in town.
The whole thing there is for off-street parking.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of the purpose, but the priority will be a huge snow pile.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially how I justify paying for it, right? Because I mean, look what we budgeted for snow 2 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So yeah. Do we just need to make a motion for a change order number three then? Or number three? Just $1,000?
Right. It's $1,000, you think?
That's what he said. It should be about $1,000 for loads.
So then I entertain a motion for a change order number three for the Brad Street project of $1,000 to start the extended parking lot.
Make a motion to change order number three for $1,000 for that money to be used to extend the parking lot on the east side of what street is that?
Second it.
It's moved and seconded for change order number three for the Brad Street project to include $1,000 for extending the parking lot. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. All right. Pop at the community hall.
All right. So we've been doing some brainstorming. Right now, we get 40-pound canisters. We're getting charged 90 cents a pound for that. And in turn, we charge $1.25. We go to 2-liter bottles. It's 60 cents. Makes no sense to me. I don't know. Usually you get a volume discount, but we're not. From what we know, hardly anybody uses them canisters anymore. We go to the 2-liter bottle that eliminates the cost. Take 2 weekends ago, which I'll tie into on call. I am almost to Jordan. Go to the candy store, get a call. Something wrong with the bottle. Turn around, drive all the way, sort that out. And I've got to head back. Let's get to the H, but that's a whole separate thing that I'll get into after this. But it eliminates headaches like that. It eliminates CO costs.
Pop leaking.
Clean up
that whole canister pretty much, and it's happened 3 times since I've been here.
But my big sell is it's cheaper for us. And it'd be cheaper for the renters. I mean, There's nothing to say that we can't go back to the canisters if people don't like having 2 liter bottles. But it's just something that was brought up to Jason from Viking. Because hardly anybody uses them canisters.
Yeah, Urban said we were the only one that uses them to eat in his route kind of thing.
I mean, if it was cheaper to use the canisters, I could see, but yeah. I don't understand why the 2 liter bottles are cheaper.
Yeah.
I'm fine trying
it. Yeah, I think staff is more comfortable with the 2 liter bottles and handling that way. I should
let them. If we get complaints, we can
just to get feedback from clients and then from renters.
Yeah, I agree.
So then our thought process there, I know it seems like a lot, still would be cheaper than the canisters, to put this into perspective. You know, we're charging $1.25 a pound. Our thought would be to charge $4 a bottle.
Which is British dollar pound.
Which is about $1.94.
4 pounds on 2 liter.
Yeah.
A little over, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what is it, 260, about 260.
260, okay.
You know, for a 2 liter bottle that our cost, and we'd sell it for $4. And basically the concept would be we count them, you open it, you bought it.
Yeah.
And we just try to get it clear.
Mm-hmm.
The other people too.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'd look for is a motion to change to charge pop at 90 cents a pound versus the 125.
Nope, it's gonna be $1.
Dollar.
Right?
$4 for a 2 liter bottle.
Or yeah, well, our $4, I guess that'd be the easiest way to do it.
Which is about $1 a pound.
So yeah. Well, it's 90 cents.
Yeah, I've done the best.
So where are we gonna store these things? I know you and I talked briefly about it, but.
Well, I'm going to go in the freezer in the fridge or whatever, and just, I got a little rack down there. You can pretty much put 4 2-liter, or no, you can put a whole case on there of each can pop.
Okay.
And then underneath the, on the floor there, the leftovers, I mean, that should be able to pretty much figure out how much everyone goes through. So, and then on the floor underneath that little shelf.
Okay.
Because I just, the only thing you mentioned, if you open it, you buy it. But I can see sometimes a sticky hand or two every once in a while just walking off. Well, technically, they didn't open it. But,
well, I count.
But yeah, that's what
we have. So, I mean, if they're gone, I mean, I don't care if they're, whatever's gone counts towards them.
That's right.
And that's on the wedding party then.
It'll be easier to count bottles than messing with them canisters weighing too.
Yes, that's a pain.
So council, looks like we need a motion to go to the bottled pop, and we would be charging 90 cents a pop,
$4
a bottle.
Make a motion to remove the canisters and move to 2 liter bottled pop for the community hall. And we will charge $4 a bottle, whether it's opened or taken.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to go away from the canisters and go with the 2 liters with a $4 per bottle charge. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. On call pay.
All right. So what I kind of had addressed earlier, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but and it probably won't happen again where it's back-to-back weekends where I was on call. But basically what we had, few of you are familiar with the toilets. Well, that was 2 hours of my time. So calling, going down there, cleaning the bathrooms, yada, yada, dealing with it. And the way I look at it, that's outside my scope of work, doing rounds. And if you look at current rounds now, I get $50 for that. So I basically get $50 for 2 hours of overtime pay. To me, it's not worth it then to be on call. I mean, well, my regular pay is, you know, more than that. But yet I do want to help out, but yet I want to just feel like you know, I'm fairly getting compensated, mm-hmm. even if it was just even what I made, you know. But yet, like I said, I don't want to come at this that, but then it was, then the next, and I was just, I'm like, fine, whatever, it's one off. Now, next weekend, like I said, we're damn near to Jordan at the candy store. Get a phone call. Come all the way back with my whole family sitting in the car for a half hour in front of the hall while I'm dealing with that. You know, and it comes down to that whole thing is we've always had to say that someone's around. You know, you're not tied to home. We've never kind of gone that route. You know what I mean? Because then I would expect to be compensated if I'm expected to sit at home and wait for something to happen. And like I said, I don't know what the solution is, but like Jay, if Jason gets called out, he gets 2 hours minimum of what we're doing today. Like where we have it written now, it's, you know, rounds, I don't have a problem with that. But it's just, there's been numerous times I get called out and it's 2-3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I don't want to make it a big expense either, because, you know, I got to do.
In my personal opinion, I get paid $50 an hour for, I get paid $200 to get called out. Or $100, $50 an hour for each. And why shouldn't Jeremy get the same thing? It's my opinion.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can we just come up with an hourly? So, you know, if it's under an hour, yeah, it's kind of the same. But then in the rare occurrence where you go 2 or 3, then at least you're getting fairly compensated.
Yeah, but it's 2 hour minimum, right?
Right, that's fine.
But whatever. For you.
But it should be for you too.
Yeah, but whatever your whatever your salary is divided by how many hours you work in a year, whatever that comes to a pay, take that times time and a half, minimum 2 hours. Right?
Or if it's just assistant
$50.
He just gets the $200 minimum 2 hours.
Okay, yeah. I'm fine with either way.
Yeah. But it's not common. It's not like this is going to break.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I probably didn't get called out for 5 months and he gets called out 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, is that a good way to do you feel? If we
I guess
the same way as Jason. What happens when you go over two?
I guess that's what
I'm over $50.
I guess
$50.50 actually, or something like that.
The way I look at it, is
then it's just like the $50.
If you want to make it if you want to make it fair, in my mind, you take what he's technically paid hourly over a year, and then you do that for like an overtime
thing. Or even if you just take maybe Jason's wages.
Right.
Maybe you wouldn't have to take mine. I'd be fine with that.
Okay, and yeah, that's
yeah, you know what I mean?
That's your discretion.
I guess. Saying that, if you're okay with that.
I know what you're saying, but you're okay with that, then at least it's uniform and consistent, I guess.
The only reason I bring it up is
because you
said it's less than makes now.
Like I said, I'm not trying to
pay you what you make.
Complain, but like I said, you know, when you're
2 weekends in a row, I'd be... Or, you know, just say Steve's on call. If Steve's still the one around, he does it. I mean, he should get paid the same, too.
100%.
Whoever's on call.
That's just
my opinion.
Yeah,
I like that.
I agree.
2 hour minimum is roughly $100.
Yep. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
But at least, and it's consistent.
Okay. I like the consistency.
So the calls for exempt employees. About that.
Right. That was something we had added, that exempt employees get $50 for rounds and then $50 for being called out after regular work hours, work duties.
So if I recall,
per day.
If I recall correctly, we talked about that definition that also would include any one of us sitting at this table. Like, let's say they're both gone.
Then some of us.
So I'm just, if we tie it to an hourly wage, that wouldn't work. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, oh yeah. Just going back to the using Jason's
rate.
That's.
But yeah, you couldn't necessarily tie it to one exempt or to individually exempt,
right?
Because we don't get all the wage.
Right. Gotcha.
I like the transparency of it. I'll go back to just whatever Jason gets paid for time and a half, minimum 2 hours, whatever that comes out to. Like you said,
across the board,
whether maybe all three of you are gone and one of us has to step in, or Jan or whoever, you know,
yeah,
that is, you know, capable of doing it for the city, not just any guy on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. That works for you, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I mean, said, I just, you know, because like I said, if it's just $50 and I'm out there 4 hours, then I'd rather not be in call. I think everybody at this table would rather not be in call.
Agreed.
Right. Oh, I agree.
Not that I don't want to do it or what. It's just,
Yeah, I get it. Trust me.
It's like, come on out and shovel manure. I'll give you $15 an hour. Yeah.
You're also driving. You know, I mean, there's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leaving your home, driving here. Do we need a motion or anything for that? Or is that just a.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
Or if you want me to run it by Kelly to get the proper verbiage,
that probably be good.
And then approve it at the next meeting.
That way we have it written correctly. And no one else's feathers get ruffled.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. I will do that.
Sounds good.
What happens when I'm gone? Then you get called out again.
You think of $50.
We've retroed stuff before. I just want to say that. Do a deal.
Make it quick.
Steve, you available?
This will be the first thing he does tomorrow morning. He might even be in early. Okay, let's move on then to deputy clerk and utility.
Just to give you a quick update for what I can tell you is just that Jen's had some setbacks on Friday and was hospitalized, and I believe now she's getting some help at a healthcare facility, and that's about all I know. So that's about all I can give you right now. So I just want you to be aware that we're down a person in the office for now. So I'll keep you posted as I hear how she's doing.
Okay.
All right, move on then to the fun part of the evening, the 2025 preliminary budget.
Fun part.
You don't like working with numbers?
Love it. Let's get into it. That's what I thought.
All right, so basically, from when we last met, me and Jason talked. What I've done is added, on the list, I've added $5,000 in for basically lumber costs, which we kind of talked about. We thought that would probably be the best deal. So when Jason thinks of an idea or a picnic table needs to be replaced or building benches or whatever it may be, that he kind of has that allowance in there to do those things. So. So that was the one thing added in there. Jason, if you came up with anything else that you'd like to really see in there, I know at the last budget meeting we talked about that roof, but me and Jason have talked and kind of not quite sure if it was designed to not be attached to the building or not either.
Same did say that Trevish's originally did that, and it was like code that they couldn't attach it. Huh?
Which roof is it?
The hall ramp.
Oh, ramp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said they couldn't attach it at that time.
Probably be good for another year, I would think, right?
Yeah, and then maybe we talk to inspectors and find out if that's actually, because that's how I know too, as Dayton said that, so. Let's talk to inspectors and see which they'll correct us, talk to engineers, and that'll be just more money.
I know. So basically that, and then the parking lot, the $6,000 for the parking lot. That'd be $5,000. But them were the two things since we last met that we added in there. It's still leaving us with a net income of about $20,000. But now one of the other things I think, and I don't know, this was kind of my brainstorming, is probably to finish that. Is it the secondary pond, Jason, for riprap? Right?
Yeah.
The we'd like to finish that. We're probably looking at about $100,000. So, and I don't know if you feel that would be the priority out of all the other things on here. I mean,
yes,
that's what I'm looking at too. So, you know, the thought process was there would be is if we transferred $50,000 from the sanitary or from the general fund to the sanitary sewer fund and used $50,000 from the sewer fund to get that done next year. And that would just be in our preliminary is kind of the thought process. As you can see, the sewer fund still, you know, is quite healthy here where it would be roughly around the end of the year there. You know, that would put us, you know, right around, you know, 5-6% tax increase. Not saying we don't move forward. It doesn't say that we don't still look at grants to get it all done too. But it's just, if that is the one priority that we feel we'd like to see in there, that would be the one we would add, is to get that secondary fund done. And my thought process to do that and minimize the, you know, the impact of keeping the sewer fund healthy and minimizing, you know, a tax increase would be that concept of a 50-50 from the general fund and then reserves from the sewer.
If we move 50 out of the general fund, are we still within, when that guy comes and assesses cities for monies on hand and general fund, are we still within the threshold of where we need to be?
Yes.
Are we, is the general fund, is that where we're always over?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
We typically flow cash at a higher percentage than what the auditor is comfortable with us having.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Well, so again, remember this is the preliminary levy. Yeah, we can always bring whatever we set it at and bring it down.
Right.
So I like that concept. My thought though is let's not use that concept for the preliminary levy, but let's have that discussion more robustly when we decide to bring the final levy. So just throw that in there.
Yeah. So it's available to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So what are we looking
at? And then once I discharge, and I'm going to get some measurements or, and give that to Orv. I already talked to him and get a number for that riprap there for that final one.
Yeah. But I kind of was looking at some numbers today, and it looked like it'd be around $100,000 for just a secondary to finish that.
And two, we want to throw a hydrant on, and Hennings didn't get back to me on yesterday. Call. I know Steven, that's his number one priority, that one. So that all goes up.
That thing would be, and that whole thing.
It doesn't have a pumper nozzle on it, that one in front of the pump. So
is that going to go all the way down? Is that one that's got to be dug up?
And that one's, yep, it's got a frost. So we can't replace that one. We got to dig that one out.
So I think I have it already in the water fund for, $25,000 in there yet? What do you think that's going to cost? So I think that the water fund can self fund that. Did we figure that as $8,000-$9,000?
I was just thinking, because he said we wouldn't have, he wanted to dig up the road at all. So
probably looking at
$8,000-$9,000. Hydrant 58,
we're still
in there. So
we're still 25 to the good in the water fund. So
we should be able to observe that in there.
Yeah.
Where are we sitting at for preliminary budget?
And then if we go ahead and kind of just to throw in that concept, then we would basically be adding.
$14,500?
$8,600. Just set it at an even 10.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
No, I was gonna say, last year we were like 22.
Yeah. And what did we get, two people in?
Hey, we got like six.
Oh, was it?
Right?
It was the year before we had a lot of people up here.
Yeah.
Bringing the bleachers.
Especially after they got their proposed for bank, and some people went up 45-50%. And then that's when we found out about the disparity.
So, disparity.
Right.
So Tim, you want to get that extra 2%? You wanted to increase wages for the council? Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah. 5K a year, roughly.
Minimum.
Just pull everything. Yeah. Just pull everything.
Yeah. Hey, you can take it back later.
Mitch is right. This is fun.
See, I would expect it to see that from somebody who's not running for re-election.
Right. Oh my God. Unfortunately, if you set that at only 2 out of your 4 years, will you get that raise? The way it works.
Oh man. No, I mean, it sounds like you guys got a pretty good handle on it. You guys have gone over it. And Chris, I like your idea. Just set it high and then we can we're going to whittle it down. All right. So, I mean, if we just throw 10 out there, it's
right. And it also that allows you for
It's a good chunk of your left.
Something's going to pop up.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can you pull up what are we at in the street fund? Where are we at there? Because I know we.
Like, are you looking
for the money we have set aside for streets and stuff?
Oh, this will probably help you best if you want to see the streets.
So I know we came in under budget for Brad.
Well, much.
It was
significant.
It was like 70,000, wasn't it?
I have it broke down.
I don't know. Don't quote me on the numbers, Matt.
How many bushels of corn were we under?
Oh, I can tell you that. I can tell you that.
There you go, Tim. Just put it in words that he understands. Right.
So here you go. Here's kind of a breakdown. If you can see, like at the end of the year, we would have been at $477,477. So this is what, you know, the lowest bid was $384,775, and then engineering fees were at $424. So, you know, we'll be at about 50. We'll be at about 50,000 left in that fund.
Right.
You know, and then, like you said, so you can add, you know, that 50 to these two numbers. Actually, it'll be more than that because you got small cities assistance this year of 17,400. So you'd be at almost 70 still remaining. And then plus, hopefully, next year's LGA will put you up to almost 200,000 again.
Right.
And at the end of 25.
Right.
And then we'd probably be looking at George Street, I think.
George Street's the next one.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring it up is like, because obviously that is the biggest road project we're going to do probably
by far
in Hamburg in our time.
Yeah.
And so reading through the email that the county sent you, since it is along a county road and they just seal coated that we're going to get less money from the county for future projects until we pay off the seal coating.
Yeah.
Which we would put that money in our budget for roads.
Right. Does that money have to be used for roads or can we use them?
But there again, that's another one you never budget for.
Right.
So that way,
okay.
You don't have that impact.
You're talking about as far as the parking lot? Yep, the east parking lot, how that one's terrible. Yeah. Can that money be used for that or no?
Yeah. And what we would want to do is tie that in with a street project so that way we get a good rate. Yeah.
I think,
definitely.
I don't remember which project it was, but we did tie that in 1 year with the bicentennial.
Yeah, by extending that parking lot to
the west side there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We tied that in with the street project. That would have been Sophia and Jacob.
Yes.
Well, Collins, anything else for the preliminary? Otherwise, I would look for a motion to set the preliminary budget at.
So what we do is a motion to approve resolution number 2024-07, which would be setting our budget and tax levy public informational meeting and our levy at... Drum roll, please. If we go 10%, then that would be a tax levy at 632,000 $615.50.
All right. Make a motion to approve resolution number 2024-07, setting the December 10th meeting at 7 o'clock for final budget and the preliminary tax levy at $632,615.50.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2024-07. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. We have a preliminary levy set. We'll then move on to city council reports. Councilman Polzin.
I don't have anything on streets, but they were just seal coated. They were just painted.
And what's their
finding? There's another like 20, 30 in the front of each entrance down there. And I'm about to put a trail camera up in my own residence. Just to
like right, going into the
it's right when you're leaving the parking lot down there by
right across from Brad Street.
There. Right across from Brad Street. There's 10, 15 of them all driven on lane right there. They're not in the park, they're just right along that curb.
Yeah, I just noticed that today.
God.
Who can afford to waste all of it?
You know, this economy, this inflation, you know, I mean.
Someone with really floss
teeth. It's probably a dentist.
Yeah, on their way home.
Yeah, on their way home, he picks his teeth at the park. And so quit it. I got to say.
The Lions, we transformed during the COVID, the little libraries and kind of like a little free market type thing and stuff in it. I'll ask the Lions. I've never seen them in there. There's just books now back in there now. But I wonder if maybe someone has been stocking that with those and maybe somebody's been going in and taking them and just having a fun day with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll throw it past my club and see if anybody's been putting anything other than books in the little library, because if they're always showing up in that one spot.
Yeah, they're always showing up the same spot. Right along there between, there's two entrances, that little parking lot in there. It's between those two entrances. It's just littered all the way down.
And you can't tell me that unless there's a band of people walking all floss at the same time.
Or someone that sits in there all every day and picks their teeth and on their drive out, they throw out the cup holder full. I don't
know. In the same spot every day.
I will find you.
Anything else, Mitch?
Nope.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
Okay. Only thing I have is we're not going to do a full blown newsletter. I'm just going to do a highlight of the budget, and then I'll give it to Jeremy, and Jeremy put it up on Facebook and on our website. So if anybody's looking for more information, I know not everybody in the area is probably on our Facebook page, but just let them know that there's a couple of different areas and that, you know, this is what we've done with the budget.
Sounds good.
That's all I
make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's moved and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for September 24th, 2024 is adjourned at 2029.